going on, Alan.
I guarantee you, Eddie, if I could find me a golf cart I like, and I guarantee I'd probably find one here, they would make it look really nice for you. The guy that does a lot of the work, now, he's not crazy about being on the radio, but he's been on with me before. Charlie is a partner here with J.E. in First Choice, all the First Choice properties. And, Charlie, you really just enjoy being in the shop. That's what you like to do, to work on stuff.
Yes, sir. I've always had a passion for wrench turning, and it's just a rewarding feeling getting to drag something in that doesn't run and then getting to drive it out.
You can't beat that. And, of course, you do a lot of work over at First Choice Tire and Fleet, but also do some of the golf cart work. You got your training, and the golf carts are kind of a challenge for you.
Yes, sir. I went to school in Augusta at the Easy Go factory and got to learn about them and learned how the electronics work. And it was a two-day class, but majority of the class was fooling with just the electronics itself. And it can be a challenge at times.
But obviously, making it go and making it work is fun for you.
Yes, sir. It sure is. It's always something new every day.
Talk a little bit about what you guys are doing to help folks out as far as making sure their farm equipment, trucks, tractors, things like that, have the right equipment, the right tires, and the right work on them. And how important is that?
It's very important. Me and Jay both have a huge passion and a love for agriculture around here. And just being able to keep the farmers moving in general is just it's another rewarding feeling, knowing we can't be in the field, but being able to help somebody else live their dream in the field. It's a great feeling for us.
Of course, you guys have this location across Hoptown, Hopkinsville, and then the lawn and garden location here as well. But you guys, are you able to go, for folks who can get in here, you can take care of pretty much anything they need, any size truck, tractor, or anything that you can get a tire for and get fixed?
Yes, sir. As long as you can get the tires up here to us or the equipment up here, we will go out of our way to make sure we can get it done and get it done right.
And got a good crew here that works with you. You can do alignments. You really pretty much any service work you need on whether it be a farm truck or a farm tractor trailer or just your own pickup truck or car, you can do all that work too.
Oh, yes, sir. We have semis come in and out of here quite often with AC work, tire repair, all kinds of farm trucks coming in getting alignments because they have a rough life on the farm, so we got to keep them straight when they're going down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes bumping across the field can mess your alignment up a little bit.
It sure can. Poor ball joints, they take a beating going across the pasture ground.
You talked about working on golf carts. What's the most challenging work you've done on a golf cart so far, Charlie? What you get in and think, well, I don't know if I can fix this or not, and you got to go and talk about that.
Oh, a lot of times is when you're dealing with the older ones and dealing with the old wiring, especially with the first-gen electric carts. They can, even though they're sometimes you think they're more simple, but the wires want to come apart, and it's hard to track everything down, and then hungry mice love to eat things up too.
That can be a problem sometimes. Even on trailers, you have them. Mice can get in there and eat those wires on a trailer too, and especially things that aren't, and David and I were talking about this earlier, things that aren't run every day like farm trucks and things like that, that can be a problem sometimes.
Oh, yes, sir, especially during the winter months when nothing's going on. They like to find themselves a nice little warm home and wreak havoc, and it's we go out of our way to try to make sure we can get it fixed, but sometimes it's a little aggravating.
Yes, I'm sure it probably is, but that's what you guys take pride in. David does a good job getting things in here. You guys do over at the shop, and that's what customer service, that's so important to stay in time, isn't it?
It sure is, and we appreciate every one of our customers that come in and out of here, and anything we can do, we always try to knock it out as quick as we can for them and get them back on the road.
If you've never tried First Choice, any of their locations here on the other side of Hopkinsville or at the lawn and garden side as well, invite you to come by and check them out and really let you guys give them a try.
We'd be more than happy to. Just give us a call at either shop, and we'll get you in as quick as we can.
That sounds good, Charlie. Tyler, I think, busy over there, but and J.E., I think, has gotten busy too. But we appreciate you guys letting us come by and visit. Always enjoy seeing you during Agriculture Week and National Farm Safety Week. Always love my visits here, and we're still working on the golf cart one of these days.
Yes, sir. Well, it's always good having y'all here, and I always enjoy talking to y'all.
And you can fix a golf cart up. That's what Tyler was talking about. You guys kind of see it as a challenge to trick one out and make it look cool.
Yes, sir. We've actually got a couple in right now, that some six-seaters that we're completely going over, and we've got one done, and it sure does. It's come a long way from when it first got here.
That's like a limo golf cart, isn't it?
She's a long booger, let me tell you.
That's the truth. Of course, we're at First Choice Lawn and Garden, First Choice Tire and Fleet. Great folks to work with. Customer service is what they believe in. Of course, we're on 106.5 WKDC FM. We're heading down the road to Pro Solutions next.